Garner Ted Armstrong says, watch world news. Watch the Middle East. Watch Europe. Watch world weather. Watch the economy. Watch the changing conditions that shape our world today and fulfill the prophecies for tomorrow. And now, Garner Ted Armstrong.
Hi, Garner Ted Armstrong. One of the least understood books in all of the Bible is the mysterious book of Revelation, the so-called Apocalypse. Millions of people believe apocalypse means cataclysm. And of course, as many trooped off to see the motion picture Apocalypse Now, which had to do with a horrible, bloody expose of the war in Vietnam, that was the common usage of the term. Something that is apocalyptic is supposedly something which is like a holocaust, a horrifying eruption of flame, smoke, explosions, and bullets. Like Armageddon, a very much used word today. As very big-name religionists are publishing books about Armageddon. Dr. Billy Graham has one out, Till Armageddon. Another very leading religious figure, Hal Lindsey, has one out called Countdown to Armageddon. And of course, in recent years, politicians and others, even going back to just shortly after World War II, when General Douglas MacArthur used the term, that unless mankind could find some greater and more equitable means of settling disputes, that because science had now bequeathed upon us the ultimate weapons with which we could exterminate all of humankind, our Armageddon may be approaching. Well, what is this Armageddon? What is this apocalypse? Well, frankly, it's a term found in the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation is the last book of the Bible. It's a book which means to reveal, and as we have seen, it was a book which was given to John to put down, not only in the graphic visions in which he himself was propelled, as it were, in spirit, forward into a time called the Day of the Lord, and to put it down in chronological order, not as it was to occur, but as he saw it, as he experienced it. And it was plainly stated in the first chapter of the book of Revelation that this was to reveal to his servants, meaning God's servants, those things which must shortly come to pass. Now, Bible scholars know that Daniel and the book of Revelation are inextricably interwoven, that the two of them belong together. But first, a brief synopsis and a summary about this business of prophecy, or the technical word eschatology. What is biblical prophecy? First, we need to understand that about a third of the Bible is prophecy, that a great deal of what Jesus taught was prophecy, that is, prognostications and predictions of the future. Now, biblical prophecy is merely history written in advance. There are thousands of would-be prophets these days, and sometimes I have to back off and look with jaundiced eye upon the predictions, prognostications, and the confident and sometimes rather jaunty promises of would-be prophets, sages, and seers about great calamities that are going to strike the earth. One is led to wonder about the appetites of many would-be prophets who seem to delight in human suffering. They seem to like to characterize themselves as a perverted opinion of ancient Noah, who is saying you're all going to drown like rats and I'm going to stand there watching you, applauding as the great ark begins to float. Or maybe they take the old view of Jonah, who sat there with his chin in his hand looking at the city of Nineveh, wishing they would get theirs. After all, hadn't Jonah gone to terrible lengths and terrible personal trials in order to bring those people that message? And then he really apparently didn't want them to repent. He didn't want them to escape the announced wrath of God by repenting and sackcloth and ashes and fasting the way they did. He was very upset about it. And so you look at some of these people, and they almost seem to have an inordinate amount of delight or even glee in making fateful, dire, and horrifying prognostications of great punishment. It's like some of these religionists are like the arsonist who set the fire and then stand outside watching their self-fulfilled prophecy come to pass, clapping their hands in glee, while the true prophet of God would be banging on the door, sounding the fire alarm, and doing everything he possibly could to drag those poor people out of that burning building before it was too late. The true prophet of God sees the building on fire, if you will, by analogy, meaning he sees the problems coming upon the people to whom he carries his warning message. This is true of the prophets of God from Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, and all the rest. They were men who were called, many of them contemporaries, some of them who knew each other, some of them working alongside each other, or at least in different parts of the country at the same time, but men who uniquely were called with a mission and a purpose to warn, to witness to plead with, if you will, the people of God, the people of their nation and their race, to somehow avert the calamities that were going to come upon them as a direct result of cause and effect. Well, in this series of programs going through the book of Revelation, which will be available in cassette, tape, and in the form of an album, where you can have the whole thing from chapter 1 clear through the last chapter of the book of Revelation when it's all finished, we've come to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation, which is like a short little synopsis of the entire program of God from the beginning of creation until the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, this 12th chapter of Revelation is very important because it has a great deal to do with the church of God from the time of its very inception in the mind of God, as we will see next time when we get into it, in the beginning of the first verse, on down to the time of persecutions to come on the church of God at the very last moment just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'll give you a brief synopsis, and we'll get into it next time, beginning in the 12th chapter of Revelation. So tell your friends, be sure to listen every time, and we're going to be wading verse by verse through the remainder of the book of Revelation as we did chapter 1 through 11, beginning now in chapter 12, verse 1, clear through the book of Revelation in the programs which are to ensue.